1994, and this is Michael Miller, the Germans from Russia bibliographer at the North Dakota State University Libraries in Fargo. And joining me today in the interview with Alvina Deutscher Ebel is Lillian Meyer-Schlecht of rural Medina, North Dakota, and she'll also perhaps ask some questions later on. But Alvina was born on August 30th, 1895. So Alvina, you just had your birthday. And first of all, why don't you tell us your name and your date of birth?
My name is Alvina Deutscher Ebel, and I was born 1895, and my birthday was last month, 30.
Yes.
We had a nice gathering.
Did they have a little party for you?
Yes, a big one.
Wonderful.
A big one.
And where were you born?
In Worms.
In Worms?
Rousseland, Russia.
Yes, and how old were you, Alvina, when you came to America?
Well, we came in 1903. I was about 7 years old.
So you were 7 years old, and you were born in the village of Worms, W-O-R-M-S.
Worms, South Russia.
Right. What was your father's name?
Peter Deutscher.
Peter Deutscher, and he lived in the village of Worms, too?
Yeah. We lived in the village. It was, they called it Futter. It was just like a little village out, a couple farmers together. Then later we moved into Worms.
Yes, and do you remember, when was your father born? Do you remember? We can check that later.
You can check that
now, later. Your father, when he came to America, where is he buried?
South of Streeter.
South of Streeter.
South of Streeter.
In a cemetery south, yeah. A country cemetery?
Yeah.
And what was your mother's name?
Hannah.
Hannah?
Micum.
How do you spell
it? Micum.
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 How do you spell the W?
Yeah, I cannot spell it.
M.
Micum.
Micum. Micum.
We'll check in the family history for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And is she buried in the rural cemetery too?
No. She's buried over in Russia.
Oh, she didn't come with. She didn't.
She died when we had the. She had the ninth baby. She died. Mm. Then my dad got married to the sister to my mother.
And what was her name?
Filipina.
Right. And how many brothers and sisters did you have all together?
There was 9 children. There was Jake, Pete, Fred, and Edward, and William. And me, the girls was Minnie, Christina, and me, and Hannah, and some died. Some died between.
In Russia?
Yeah.
How many children were there that came with your father and mother, your father and your stepmother to America?
13.
On the ship?
Yeah. There was 9, and my stepmother had 4. And
so there were 13 children,
13.
4 from your stepmother,
yeah,
and 9 from your father, and they were all quite young.
Yeah, they were all young.
Were there some babies too?
Sure. William was about 2 years old.
He was the youngest?
Yeah.
And do you remember a little bit about Worms? Can you still remember as a child a little bit of what?
No, I couldn't remember.
Not too much about that?
Not too much.
Uh-huh. Did your folks talk, did your dad or your stepmother talk much about life in Russia?
Not too much.
Mm-hmm.
So?
What about when you came over on the ship?
When we came over, we landed Napoleon.
No, but when you came over on the ship, you remember a little bit about coming over on that ship?
No.
Not too much.
Not.
But you came over, and of course, you all came together and you came to New York.
Yeah, New York, and from there we took the train, went to Napoleon.
Did you stay in New York very long, or did you leave right away?
No, just come and got the train. And then we came to Napoleon. There was an uncle, my mother's Now my mother's sister, now my dad's sister's husband, and they was 9 miles or 10 miles east from Apulian. And there we land.
What was their name?
Henry Becker.
Henry Becker.
Oh, is that right?
They had a big family there herself.
Yeah.
So the neighbor, the wagon sold out. Then my dad bought the cows, the horses, and whatever they had, chicken, everything. And we moved in their two-room sod house.
Uh-huh.
That's where we stayed a year. And then we moved down to south of Streeter here, to a Miller farm. And there we stayed till my dad had a quarter land taken up. And then he built a sod house. Then we moved in there.
But in that first year, all 13 children and Ma and Pa all lived together in this sod house.
They hired some out because there was too many for two rooms.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So.
And you remember living in that sod house?
Yeah, we lived there the next spring. We moved over to South Street, to Miller Farm.
Mm-hmm.
There my dad took a quarter land up, then we built a sod house.
Do you remember how big it was?
It was three rooms.
Three rooms?
I couldn't remember
and
how
all,
big.
And all the children were in that sod house?
No, there always some was hired out.
The older ones?
Yes.
And how old were they when they left the farm? When they were hired out, were they like 13, 14?
No, there was about 15, 16.
15, 16.
And in 1903, my sister ran away and got married. Then we was all chased out. We all had to leave the farm. And I never went back home.
Why did everybody have to leave the farm?
Because my dad was so mad because she ran away, got married.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard that about Christian Meidinger? They used to live in Medina too, Meidinger. Fred Meidinger.
Yeah.
So he came and picked her up when they got married, and my dad come home. We almost chased to other home.
So where did you all go? How old were you then?
I couldn't remember. Anyway, it was 1913.
Mm-hmm.
Then we walked. It was 3 o'clock in the night when we had to leave the house. We didn't even come in the house. We was the old sod house. See, we had the new home, mm-hmm. but we couldn't go in the new home. So we was chased out and we walked 3 miles, me and my brother, my stepbrother, to my brother, Jack. And when we come there, well, he took us in.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then what happened? Then you?
There I was. Then I worked for the neighbor a couple of days. And then my brother Pete sent me to Jamestown. He said, you go to Jamestown and find yourself a job. I couldn't even talk English. I could say yes or no.
Uh-huh.
Now I go over, find a job by English people.
Uh-huh. And so, but did you go to any country school at all?
Oh, for maybe a month. I couldn't talk English. I couldn't read English, but now I can.
Uh-huh. Wonderful.
I can read. I can write.
Mm-hmm. Did you teach yourself?
Yeah, with my kids when they grew up in school.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I had no school.
Your stepmother and your father, so they didn't talk too much about the old country?
No.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever say, well, why did they come to America?
Yes, because they was afraid the boys had to go to the army.
Uh-huh.
See, and the most boys, there was Jake and Pete and Fred. So,
mm-hmm.
See, in 1914, I was supposed to come home out to the farm because my stepmother lost one foot below the knee. And then my cousin said, no, you're not going home to beat that dog. That's what she said. She said, you get married, make your own home. So they taught me to get married. That's what happened.
Did you, How long did you know your husband before you got married?
Oh, about a year.
Uh-huh.
They came from Russia, too.
What was your husband's name?
William Ebel.
Ebel, and was he born in Russia, too?
Yeah, sure.
Do you remember what village he was born in?
Huh?
Do you remember the village where your husband was born?
Yes, I think the same country, same Russia.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And going back to the village over in Worms, because I know some people this summer visited Worms, and there was a beautiful church there, but do you remember as a child?
No.
Don't remember about the church?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm. So you grew up only speaking German?
Huh? Ich bin Deutsch, mein Name ist Deutsch.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll speak a little bit later German. Did your folks ever learn English?
No. Not my dad, not my stepmother.
They always spoke German?
German.
Mm-hmm.
No, alles war Deutsch.
Yeah.
So whatever happened, here I sit.
Right, and as a child growing up, then you were a teenager, you had a lot of chores at home?
Lots.
With such a big family.
I was always hired out to other people with their dog. You know, when you go work for people, they send you here, there. They didn't care. I was scared sometimes, but still I had to go.
And you were you were like 13, 14?
I was about 15.
15 or so. And how old were you when you married me?
Not quite 19.
Not quite 19, uh-huh.
Because I got married the 12th of July.
In what year?
1914.
1914. Did you, when you got married, could you speak English by then?
Well, what I learned when I worked at Gladstone. I worked in the Gladstone where they cook, and I was the dishwasher.
Oh, uh-huh. That's Gladstone Hotel, I think.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's not there anymore, it's all gone. It was a great big building. Mm-hmm. They had lots of rooms and lots of people stayed there.
Did you, how big a family did you raise then, Elvina?
Me, I had 11.
You had 11 children?
Mm-hmm. Yes, only raised 8.
And you grew up in, and you raised your family in Jamestown?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No. We moved out to the farm, 1929, we moved to the farm south of Medina. And we stayed there 30 years.
30 years.
Then we moved back to Jamestown because the kids all left.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. During those early years when you were, you know, a young girl and teenager and so forth, was there a church nearby?
Sure.
What church did you go to?
Just the one in Medina, the congregation.
In Medina.
And so in Jamestown, we went to the Methodist.
But when you were a young girl, was church pretty important in your home?
Reform, out here the farm.
Uh-huh.
And they call it the congregation, it's right here.
Were your folks pretty strict with church?
No, we had to go, we had to learn.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't go to no dance or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you grew up, you couldn't go to dances?
No, not one.
Uh-huh. Until you were married?
Yeah, we didn't go there either. Never went to dance.
And where were you confirmed?
Streeter.
In Streeter?
On the country.
Country church?
Yeah.
Remember the name of the church?
It's called the Reform.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Reform.
Mm-hmm.
It was 1911. There was me and my sister and two, my brother and my half-brother, step-brother.
Mm-hmm.
There was four.
All confirmed at the same time?
Yeah. All the same time.
In German.
In German.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a lot of lessons for confirmation beforehand?
Yeah, we had to learn everything by heart.
Mm-hmm.
Not like now.
Yeah, I know.
Not easy. But we had to learn everything by heart, and I tell you, that was not easy because I couldn't read.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't read German, I could read.
You couldn't read the German?
Good.
You just learned to speak it, but not read and write it.
Yeah.
Could you write some German, Matilda?
Mm.
Or Elvina?
Not very good.
Not too good, huh? Mm-hmm.
But I can read it.
Well, you can read it.
Yeah.
The old German script, too?
Sure, I read my Bible through it last year from August till February.
Oh, wonderful.
I read every day, and every night, mostly sitting at my night on reading.
What about the holidays? Was there much of a Christmas celebrated when you were young?
Yeah, not much. All we got at home when Christmas came, my dad, he read out the Bible, then they tested plates down for each, then they put in a little bit here, a little bit there for each. That was our Christmas.
Uh-huh.
No gift like now.
Right. What about Easter? What was Easter like?
Not much.
Did you
have colored eggs, that's all.
Uh-huh. What about when some of your brothers and sisters got married?
There was no wedding.
No wedding?
No.
Not much of a wedding service?
Not much.
Mm-hmm. Or when you got married?
I had a little wedding. I was married with the Evangelical Church. And the wedding was in church, but the other things were in the house of my in-laws.
And where was this?
That was in Chilton.
Or was in Jamestown,
yeah.
And with your stepmother, with such a big family, she had to do a lot of cooking.
She didn't do it. We had to do it.
So you did a lot of the cooking. So you learned young how to cook, huh?
We had a lot of scolding. And when people come there, she always said, I did it. She never touched it. We had to do the cooking. We had to do the washing and whatever came up. She was strict to us. She was awful mean.
And so you learned to cook at a young age?
Yes.
What do you still do, some of that cooking, that German cooking?
Yeah, strudel.
What else do you make?
Nieble.
And cheese buttons?
No, you don't have cheese here.
Oh, yes.
And when we had that farm, yes, we cooked that.
And you made your own butchering and everything?
Mm-hmm, on the farm, but now it's everything's different.
What about music in the home? Was there much music in your home?
No, but when my kids grow up, they start to sing together. My boys and girls, they start to sing together.
Were they singing in German or English?
German, yeah.
In German?
German.
Did you sing with them?
I cannot sing.
You didn't do much singing?
No, I had trouble when I had comedy chimps on. I had trouble, I couldn't talk. Then I had my tonsils out, and from then on I couldn't do nothing. I still got trouble. My talking is not good then.
What about when they did the singing? Were there any instruments? Did you have an accordion or anything in the home?
No.
They just sing from notes.
Bad piano, but my daughter couldn't play very good.
Your children today, can they speak pretty good German?
Yeah, but the later one, they won't talk anymore. They answer you, but they talk English.
So when
like
you're
yours.
Right, when your children come to visit you, do you talk German with them?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
But the younger one, they answer me, but they talk German, English. Like yours.
She talks in German, but they answer in English.
Right.
Yeah.
But the older one, they still talk German to me.
So when you grew up, there wasn't too much time for playing around. You had such a big family. Everybody had to do their chores, huh?
Yeah, it was not easy. And that was a hard time. No, there was no crop and nothing. Maybe you folks, you went through that.
What about when somebody got sick in the family? Was there a doctor around?
No. There was no doctor. We had to come to Streeter or Jameson. I know when mother was 6 years old, they scared her in the school with her Halloween face. And she got that sickness, but she couldn't hold nothing. Everything flew. She had them sometimes 12 weeks. She was dead. Because she was...
Your mother, your stepmother?
No, my daughter.
Oh, your daughter.
The one out here. She lives out here. She's supposed to be here today. But she said, I go to Chester.
So did you have a lot of home remedies, medicine at home? Can you remember some of those, Elvina?
Sure, onions and... You make take onions and put in a pan, little oil or something. Then you put homemade soap in. Mm-hmm. That's a salve to draw. And you got a boil or something that draws it open.
And that was with onions?
Yeah.
And homemade soap, and then homemade. Would they boil it or what?
Well, you cook it, they tell it the soap is all gone, and the onions is soft, they mash it.
Uh-huh.
It's just like a nice soap to scythe, what you call it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was, that worked pretty good?
Yes. And then when they're cold, we use goose fat to rub their neck.
How was that?
Goose fat.
Uh-huh. Tell me a little about that.
Rub their necks when they had a bad cold.
Uh-huh.
And it helped.
Mm-hmm. Any other remedies?
No. That's more I can remember.
Can't remember them, uh-huh. What about when your mother had more children or the neighbors or whoever, there was no doctor around to deliver the babies?
A woman.
A midwife?
Yeah, I always got a woman. That's what we had too. I had for the second baby was born, but they had to get it. Tell them was here, it was dead. And then the rest, we always had a woman doctor for a while, and then other woman.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of your babies were born with a midwife?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Most at home.
Mm-hmm. Did you get much time to learn how to do any crafts, Elvine? I see you have a beautiful
crochet. Crochet. I couldn't make my crocheting and this kind of work.
Mm-hmm. You did a lot of that?
Yes. I made so many Afghans since I'm old in here that all my kids have some.
Who did you learn that from?
From myself.
You learned it on your own,
when
didn't you?
When I was married to my sister-in-law, I said, now you teach me crochet. She said, how can I? Because I'm left-handed. And she's right. So she was standing this and here, mm-hmm. and she said, now you do what I do. And that's what I learned.
Mm-hmm.
And crochet, like those pillows, that's all African stuff.
You've done that all yourself, all that beautiful work?
I made lots of people ordered some, so I made them for them.
Are you still doing some of that kind of work?
No, I quit last year.
Quit last year?
The year.
Uh-huh. Well, at the age of 98, I think you deserve to.
I said to my sister, I still could do it, but I don't want to. Because what shall I do with it?
Uh-huh. When you were a child, were there many books around, children's books or anything like that? You didn't have too much in reading?
I couldn't remember nothing.
Mm-hmm. What about when you got married and so forth, did you have a German newspaper?
I was with my in-laws 2 years.
Uh-huh.
We lived in with 2 years with my in-laws, and they had three boys yet and two girls. But they all worked out, but they was always home by night. And then I had to do the cooking with my mother-in-law. Many times she was gone, then I had to do it. Then when 2 years was over, my husband built a house, then we moved out.
Mm-hmm. But how did he build a house so quickly? That was wonderful, you know, you were just married for a short time.
Well, but he worked at the flour mill before, mm-hmm. then he made money.
Mm-hmm.
See, in that time the houses was cheap.
Yes.
Because when we sold it to go on the farm, we got $3,000 for the house.
And of course, when you were on the farm and so forth, there was only kerosene lamps, right?
Yeah.
There was no electricity.
No, we had kerosene lights.
Mm-hmm. What did you do for entertainment?
Nothing.
Was there a lot of card playing?
No. We had nothing in our house like that.
Mm-hmm.
When radio come on, then we had one bit better. Well, when we listened to McCoy and so something like this, then it got shut off because the battery runned out.
So you didn't even couldn't even have the radio too
no,
long?
No.
Until there was electricity later
yeah,
on?
Later, yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you have a lot of neighbors come over and visit?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of that?
When we lived the farm, we had neighbors. We went to them, too.
You'd have, what would you do together for entertainment?
Just sit and talking.
Sit and talking. What would they talk about the old days, the good old days?
What would come to their mind, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Do you ever think about, sometimes when you're sitting here alone, do you ever, you think much about when you were young?
Yes, it come to my mind always, early stuff, and that's gone. I said over to myself, forget that. It's gone.
But it's important for to remember.
Yeah.
That's why we're visiting today.
It comes.
What do you, can you think of some of the things? What do you, what comes back to you once in a while?
Many things come back. You make garden. Sometimes they dig potatoes, and the deeper you go, the bigger they are.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Many times I got that kind of screams. You make garden and I don't make nothing, I can hardly walk.
Uh-huh. But you're still reading the Bible.
Yeah.
And you read
it? I can read.
And you read in German, huh?
No, English and German.
Uh-huh. So religion was always important to you all these
yeah.
years?
Mm-hmm. That's the main part I need.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought, I wish God will take me home, I'm old enough. Do you got to be here till 100? I said no.
Uh-huh. Well, we sure hope so.
We want to be here when you have your 100th party.
Yes.
No, I got too many nights. I cannot sleep.
Uh-huh.
Just cannot sleep. I tell you, that's hard when you lay all night and think what's going on.
Uh-huh. What about your children?
They come.
Uh-huh.
They're too far away. Like mother, she's in here every morning. Because I pay her. See, she did the work all them years for nothing. So last year, it was March a year. I said, mother, I think I pay you. She said, I don't care what you do. So I pay her $50 a month. Now she takes everything. She washes, she cleans, she
uh-huh.
brings my stuff I need. And
When your daughter comes and does the work for you, do you talk in German?
Yeah, she answered, but many things she said in English.
So if we visit in German a little bit, you'll understand.
Yeah.
We can talk a little German now. Wir können auch ein bisschen Deutsch sprechen, nicht?
Ja.
Du kannst vielleicht noch besser.
Deutsch geht's best.
Besser, ha? Was gedenkt ihr noch, wenn du so ganz alleinig bist hier in der Zimmer hier.
Nothing, I pray for him, that's all I can do.
Deutsch jetzt? Kannst du Deutsch sprechen?
Bete für uns all.
Bete für uns all?
Ha?
Ja, beten für uns all?
Ja, ich bete für sie alle. Und auch die im Hospital und die Kranken.
Aha, wunderbar. Und,
I had a daughter, she was sick with cancer. She suffered 8 years.
Uh-huh.
And now at 71 she passed away, you know, Edna.
Uh-huh.
She suffered a lot.
I want to ask you a little bit about being on the farm because you had no electricity. Let's go back to the farm again. You when you were on the farm until you moved to Jamestown, you had no electricity?
Oh yeah, when we moved to Jamestown we had electricity.
Yes. What about at the time you had a radio only on the farm and of course when you moved
it
to Jamestown?
Just a battery.
Just a battery.
Yes. And when Edna got married, we had a motor running, but when we come home from there where she got married, the ladies were in the basement, there was dark and no lights. Somebody had to go over and start the motor.
Oh yes. Did you have to help with the chores at home on the farm?
Yes, I did milk cows till Oscar was born.
Mm-hmm.
And and he's going to be 62 in March. Mm-hmm. Then my sister-in-law said, that's enough going out milking. Let the rest go do the work. Stay in. You're old enough, she said.
What about the field? Did you have to go out in the fields too?
Yes. When I was 50, I had to go out and haul bundles.
At 50?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a team in the hayrack. Had to go out and haul bundles.
And then, of course, there were only horses then yet.
Sure. Mm-hmm. There was me and my daughter wanted to come in, and Harry. We had three teams, and our neighbor had one team, Gosteicher. And when we was done threshing, we had to pay them. Mm-hmm. I said, we worked so many people, there was only two, and we had to pay in.
So you remember the times when you'd come to town with the horses?
We come to the town with the wagon when we went to church in Medina.
Yes.
We had nothing else, just a...
Mm-hmm. But when you were growing up, when they'd have these farm dances, you couldn't go to those farm dances.
There was none. The farmers, they was all pretty good people.
Uh-huh. They didn't want to have those dances.
No.
Uh-huh. But when you had a wedding, when there was a wedding, did they have
any... There was no dance either.
No liquor either?
No.
Uh-huh. But later on then, did they have dances later on?
Not my family. Not one of my family had dances.
Uh-huh. They were real strict about that.
Yeah. Well, now when you hear the Methodists, they're dancing.
Uh-huh. You grew up as a Methodist.
No, we was Reformed first. Then the congregation, then back to the Methodist when we came to Jamestown. Down here I went right away to the Methodist. They took right away my membership out there and put it here. So whatever.
What about the first time you watched a TV was in Jamestown? Remember the first time you had a TV?
We had a TV in the farm already, the last years.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you had one of the early TVs then on the farm?
It was 58, I think my husband bought it.
Mm-hmm. So you watched those early shows and of course...
No, just the news and...
The weather.
News and the weather.
Yeah,
news and the weather. Not too much else. Uh-huh. Did you ever watch the Lawrence Welk show?
Sometimes.
Uh-huh. You still watch him?
I don't know who he is.
On Sunday nights he's on
my
TV.
TV is not good.
Uh-huh.
TV is not good in here.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And you've lived here in Streeter how long?
Since 85.
Since 85 you've been here in Streeter?
85. June the 15th I rented, and June the 26th we had our auction sale that I moved out.
And you decide to move back to Streeter,
no.
Huh?
Yeah, to Streeter, but not to Jamestown anymore.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Why Streeter?
Huh?
Why did you move to Streeter?
Because there was a place. See, Jamestown, my son, Oscar, he looked for a place, and they found a place where I should move in. With three rooms, shared a bedroom. I said, oh, no. Then my son-in-law, Gottfried, come out, and he said, why don't you move here to Streeter? There's a nice place. My mother just moved in. So we come down here and I saw the place and I rented right away. And then we had auction sale the 26th and moved out.
Mm-hmm. What about going back to your own, your crafts and so forth? Did you do a lot of sewing?
Oh yeah.
Did you have to make a lot of your own clothes?
All my clothes.
You made all your own clothes?
I made all my clothes. That's all homemade.
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
Wonderful. Beautiful clothes you're wearing. What about when you were a young girl? Did you do a lot of sewing then already?
When I was home, I couldn't even go to the sewing machine. My mother was so strict. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't learn nothing at home.
You learned that all later, after you were married, huh?
Sure.
And so you do a lot of your own sewing. What about, you made a lot of quilts, you said.
Sure.
But when you were younger, did you have a lot of these quilting parties?
No.
You didn't do those?
Nothing.
What kind of quilts do you make?
Oh, I made one that was looked just like monkey faces, those little violets. You know, little plums. And when I had it done, a man come down, he was going to buy it. I said no. So I gave it to my daughter not long ago.
Uh-huh.
Nice quilt. It's purple and blue. The flowers are just like a little monkey face.
How many quilts have you made in your life?
I don't know.
Quite a few?
He made for each kid a quilt with one in.
Uh-huh. With wool. Uh-huh.
It's because we are cheap and we send that into and made over so much in a bundle. Then we make each child a quilt.
Oh, from the sheep?
Yeah.
Oh, from the wool. Oh,
with
I wool. See.
That's 11.
Uh-huh.
But they had to split it. We put 4 pounds in, that was too thick. So we had to split, take it up, make it up and take it apart. So 2 pounds is enough for a quilt.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to work them all over.
So you had to do your, you made your own wool?
Yeah. And we had to send it in.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have some of those early quilts you made?
I got two myself.
Wonderful. And those go way back into the 40s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see over there in your kitchen some crafts. Did you make those too?
No, I got that from the lady in here.
Uh-huh. Those are very nice.
Kid Nina.
But she does that.
Does that kind of work?
I have those with the big roses on. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did lots of crochet. That's on the chair there. That was my daughter when she died, and he brought the yarn in out here, that cushion here.
Yeah.
That's all baby yarn. Mm-hmm. I said, what shall I make out? So I made a cover for that puller.
When you had, like, when you were growing up and so forth, or when you had your family, did you reuse old clothes and then you'd make new clothes?
Yeah, lots of more people brought stuff. Then I made it over, even coats.
Oh, really? So you
even
did a
coats.
Lot for your family?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We was poor.
You grew up poor?
When we come to the farm, everything was high. And the next year was no crop in the 30s. And the eggs was 8 cents. What you get then?
Mm-hmm.
I remember lots, but I said, but forget it.
Yeah.
Well, you remember quite a bit for being 99 years old. Lillian, can you think of anything else we want to ask?
Well, I was just going to tell her that she might have been poor in money, but you have so many memories and so many things that you had to learn yourself. You didn't have somebody help you. And that's...
Well, I think God was the one took care of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we were so poor that we had nothing, not even got into the store for a pound coffee. And my husband asked one, old Henry Edruli, if he would get a coffee or something. No. So he went to other store, that was in China, Glett, I think was his name. Then he gave credit $25 worth, so he can buy sugar and coffee. Then the next spring, when he made money a little, then he paid it back. But I tell you, we were so poor, there was no clothes. You know what you got, it tears up. And
of course, you grew up coming over here from Worms, from the village of Worms, in such a big family, that was not easy either.
Well, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It was not easy.
But when they came over and settled by Napoleon, did they have any livestock or any horses or anything?
Well, they bought the neighbor out horses and cows and chicken and whatever they had. I don't know, maybe hogs too, I don't know. And then the next spring we moved over to South of Streeter here. And there was lots of things. I was almost...
When you come from the old country, could you ever bring anything along more than clothes you had?
Yeah. My mother and my dad took a big ball, and they have one thing, they call a...
Say it in German if you can't say it in English.
Ich kann sehr gut sagen, Englisch auch nicht.
Kannst du auch Deutsch sagen?
Es ist, wo sie Tee gekocht hat.
Okay, the tea,
I call
tea kettle?
Tea kettle? The high thing.
Oh yes, it was a postman, yeah.
Inside, you put the those cups in, corn cups, to burn it. And then they start to cook. And the top was made, you can lay eggs in the same water, but it's up there. And that's what was it making, tea.
It would cook eggs?
Yeah. There was on top, and the water was the bottom, and it went to the start, you put it some hot water for tea. You had to put your tea in.
And that's all that they could bring along?
That's all. Just that, and I couldn't remember where it is now. It disappeared. Mm-hmm. It's just like a copper, what they call, messing yellow.
Okay.
It was about that big, and that kettle was so hoch.
The other things you had, you just left them?
Well, my stepmother had it.
Okay, why did they come from Russia? Why did your family come here? Why did they decide to come?
Because my dad didn't want the boys to go in the army.
Okay.
That was the reason.
Right, you mentioned that some of your brothers, they were getting older for the army. And of course, you were pretty young, so you didn't understand all that. Why? But did you?
I couldn't.
Do you, by chance, in your family still have any clothes or anything that they brought over?
No.
No piece of, no shawl or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. A shawl is for Risa.
Uh-huh. I think we're going to close our conversation. Can you think of anything else you'd like to say today, Alvina, in memory of all of this?
Uh-huh.
Well, we certainly can speak a little German anyway, but I think you've lived a very fruitful life in raising such wonderful families. You came from a large family, and they were so devoted.
My mother had 11, but two died. And I had 11, and my sister had 11. I said, they were all big families.
Mm-hmm. And you, I understand you still have a sister living.
Yeah, Hannah.
What's her name?
Hannah Everding.
Hannah, and she's 95?
She was 95, yeah.
And so the two of you are the only ones still living?
Yeah, just the two.
Do you visit?
She was here last week. Rose Nightingale brought it down.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Rose Nightingale came over from Jamestown, and her daughter came from Bismarck. Then they come down, they want to find out things, too. But Janet, she want to make her Nightingale book now.
Wonderful. So they want to do a family history.
Yeah.
And so they come down to visit Aunt Alvina to learn a lot of information.
Yeah. I said, all you take is that book now, what we had last year made. There's lots of things.
Today is September 21st, and I'm visiting in the apartment of Alvina Deutscher Ebel, and also with me is Lillian Meyer-Schlecht, and we're going to close our conversation. I want to thank both Lillian and Alvina for joining me today, and especially Alvina, who was 99 years old on August 30th, 1994. And we'll have to be sure and come back for your 100th birthday, Alvina.
Not 94, 95.
95, excuse me. She was born in 1895.
1895.
But you're going to be 100 next year.
I hope not.
Thanks so much.